You're listening to the Hammershed Podcast. Welcome to episode 5 of the Hammershed Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Gottfried. In today's episode, I talk with Dr. Daryl Cochran. Daryl is a strength and conditioning coach, exercise physiologist, and lecturer at Massey University. Daryl's research interest is in sport performance, and he has published a number of research articles on vibration exercise. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dr. Daryl Cochran. Again, welcome, Daryl. Thanks for coming on. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what your background is and what you're doing at Massey University?
Well, thanks, Greg, for giving me the opportunity. So I work currently at Massey University in New Zealand. I have a PhD in sports science, and I lecture here, teaching undergraduate and postgraduate courses. My sort of fitness background has been in team sports. I have played a lot of field-based hockey, and I have represented New Zealand in field indoor hockey. Sort of come from strength background as well as metabolic training for my own purposes of being an athlete. And also professionally, I've worked as a strength and conditioning coach for elite athletes in New Zealand and Olympic athletes. So being a sort of an academic, but also having done my own sporting performance plus training others, has given me a good eclectic range of ideas and methods that I've come across over the years. So that's a bit about me. I guess how I got interested in vibration training was that at the time when I was training some elite athletes, a professor here at Massey University was looking at vibration in horses, and he's looking at whether it would be pertinent for athletes, etc. And we sort of teamed up through that, and I started using the machine as a conditioning machine for those particular athletes. Not in isolation, but in conjunction with what they were doing, to see if the claims of increasing strength and power, etc., were true. And so I did some pilot work with that and got some reasonable results, but it wasn't controlled because I didn't have a control group. And then things just stemmed from there, basically, and the rest is history here.
So for the people who aren't familiar with vibration training or whole body vibration, can you give us a brief description of what it exactly is?
Yeah, okay. So whole body vibration, there's different types. So basically, the normal procedure is that you stand on a plate. And standing on a plate, the plate will either vibrate up and down, and that will create vibration through the body. So That is one method. The other method is the plate will move from side to side. So a bit like a seesaw where you've got a fulcrum in the middle, and the plate will move side to side at high speeds of vibration. So normally in vibration training, what we're trying to do is the application of rhythmical oscillation from the platform of the machine in which the feet stand on. So basically, vibration training is a form of an acceleration type of training to increase the force on the muscular skeletal system. So basically, what you're trying to do is add more gravity or G-forces to the body. So whole body vibration machines, normally you stand on, but there's other handheld vibration dumbbells you can also purchase. And there's other equipment that you can attach to strength training equipment to make cables vibrate, etc. So the one that is there at the moment is the vibration plate that you stand on.
And I remember those being referred to in two different types, the vertical vibration, and that's the one that goes up and down. And yes, is it horizontal, yep, the one that's the seesaw type?
Yeah, so horizontal. So In the research, we call the one that goes side to side as side alternating, and the one that moves up and down is known as synchronized. But yeah, there's different terms out there in layman's talk as well. So yeah, so vertical or horizontal, basically.
Okay. What are some of the claimed benefits of using vibration training?
So the biggest claim that I've seen is that probably manufacturers or they try and sell the device as a silver bullet, so a machine that does everything and it does it very quickly. So one of the claims is that a 10-minute workout on a vibration machine is equal to approximately a conventional 1-hour workout. So as you know, people lead very busy lifestyles and they're looking for a quick fix. But unfortunately, from the research I've seen and I've conducted with metabolic costs, so it's the amount of oxygen that you can inhale, and in terms of that, it doesn't seem to create enough metabolic cost to drive metabolizing fat, etc. So it's probably one of the claims on that is probably not true. And some of the research has suggested this isn't correct either. So conventional type of aerobic workout in terms of walking, running, cycling is probably far more beneficial than standing on a vibration machine to try and lose weight. Now, typically, the females who want to lose weight, etc., will jump on this machine and come off and probably feel toned. And that's probably an acute response from the increase in blood flow that's been circulating around. Probably has increased what we call intramuscular pressure, and it makes you have a feeling of a toned effect. It subsides within probably 10 to 15 minutes, depending on the vibration workout that you've just done. So that's one of the claims, that it can reduce body fat fairly quickly, which I don't think has been proven in the research field. Although there has been a couple of studies that would suggest otherwise, but it's not clear in the research area. The other claims that it does is that it can increase leg strength, power output in terms of muscular power, etc., and increases blood flow as well. So, and there's other things like so whether it can help with recovery in terms of musculoskeletal problems. That are sort of the basic claims around that.
So you pull one of these out from underneath your bed, you plug it in, you turn it on, stand there for 10 minutes, and you're magically lost all your fat, and you are stronger too.
That is the claim.
Right.
But I don't think that is possible, because it just doesn't generate enough metabolic cost on the muscle per se. Most of these machines, like side alternating machine, goes up to 30 hertz. The vertical up and down goes up to 50 hertz. And normally you either do an intermittent protocol or continuous protocol. And I don't think you could go longer. And I've done this. I've spent half an hour on one, and it's not a really nice experience at 26 hertz. So I don't think it can generate enough metabolic cost. It's probably better to do a conventional aerobic type of program. However, there's a little caveat there that if a person has got compromised health, like they may not be able to start off on an aerobic program, etc., then the whole body vibration may allow in the first, you know, 2 to 3 months, allow some mobility back to allow them to go into an aerobic or conditioning type of program.
Now, you've done a lot of research on the subject, and I have read some of the stuff that you've had published on PubMed. I've seen a lot of things that you've tested. What kind of application is beneficial when using vibration training?
Well, definitely there's an increase in blood flow. So I haven't done this per se. It's from other colleagues that have done this, and that's quite convincing, that the blood flow does increase 200% from resting or baseline values. So people who suffer maybe from claudication, etc., that there could be benefits to them. I've sort of focused on muscle performance. So I've looked at strength, power, and sort of warm up in terms of looking at acute. That's very important when you look at the research, is what type of plate have they used, whether it's acute, so it's between pre and post measures, so a one-off, or whether it's short-term, so less than 2 months training, or where it's long-term, greater than 2 months. And most of my focus of my research has been sort of like acute effects of whole body vibration. So looking at warm-up effect,